had a dream or was it real? We crossed the line and it was this has been Princess Leia and Sabine Wren, the fake dating AU,
but also arranged marriage AU,
as dictated by Rita Jenkins
and formerly DF,
a Star Wars oral notfic as part of the 2018 oral notfic exchange. This story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Leia Organa, Sabine Wren, with mention in passing of Han Lando, Kanan Hera, Luke, Mara Jade, and features such wonderful tags as fake dating, arranged marriage, political arrangements, marriage because the Empire's a dick, but feelings, unrequited love, pining, meet the family, space family. It's like Ghost, but Luke is Whoopi Goldberg. Gratuitous rewriting of the end of the war. Spoilers for Rebels series finale, as well as Sabine's backstory in Rebels. Spoilers for Leia Organa, Princess of Alderaan. Warning for canonical planet-wide mass death. But there's a wedding, so it's okay. Enjoy!
No more hesitations. This is on. Can't make it stop. Give me all you got.
I want it all or nothing. No more in between now. Give you
everything to me. Let's get real, baby.
A chemical reaction. Take me in your arms and make me.
So the feelings I was having this morning was Sabine and Princess Leia, mm-hmm. and fake dating / arranged marriage of the intergalactic planetary politics reason, because, like, this is pre the destruction of Alderaan, obviously.
Okay, because I was about to say, there's not a...
No, this is pre that. So this is, like, possibly when Leia's first starting her senatorial term or something, old enough to have an opinion, like, I like girls. Mm-hmm. I like girls who like blowing things up. I like girls who like stabbing things. You know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But maybe not at the point where everything is terrible.
Okay, but this is kind of made more complicated by the fact that Leia is born when the Empire takes over.
So, okay.
Everything has been terrible her entire life.
Yeah, but that's like the base level terrible.
She inherited the terrible.
It's a base level terrible. It's about to get so much worse.
It's about to get worse.
But it hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
So, Sabine is... Sabine of Clan Wren House Vizsla, which are cousins to the Kreezes, of whom the only surviving one is Bo-Katan, who is the regent. So basically, she's a cousin to the last remaining ruler of Mandalore, mm-hmm. is how it works out. A distant cousin, but like... cousin enough mm-hmm. that it's not an insult.
Right.
And Leia is, in fact, Her Royal Highness Princess of Alderaan. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she's kind of a big deal. Mm-hmm. And there's something... I kind of want it to be like an imperial pressure on Alderaan. Like, mm-hmm. Bail's been caught one... or nearly caught one too many times assisting the rebellion.
Okay.
And then, like, the benefit on Sabine's side is possibly she's just been expelled from the Imperial... spoilers for Rebels. Yeah. She's just been expelled from the Imperial Academy, / she is being hunted for, you know, because she won't build the weapons that will mm-hmm. destroy her own people. And her house has fallen in standing, so basically she's like, they can't say no. She's the sacrificial lamb.
Right. But, okay, here's... if Bail is in danger... like, there are many reasons why I could see the idea of a wedding being useful, which I'll get to in a second. But if Bail is in trouble with the Empire, how would his daughter marrying someone who got kicked out of the Imperial Academy
okay, so
really
maybe
be helpful?
So maybe it's Sabine would have been kicked out of the Imperial Academy if she didn't go along with this.
Oh,
it's okay. That point in time where the Empire is looking to secure its hold on the last remaining houses of Mandalore who have stood against it.
Mm-hmm.
Sabine stood to her principles, which was great, except for the part where it put her entire family and everyone who is dependent upon her family in a vulnerable position.
Mm-hmm.
Because now the Empire has leverage.
Okay.
Like, over Clan Ren and, or House Ren and Clan Vizsla, however that wording goes. I mix mm-hmm. it up all the time. So the sort of, this is how I'm gonna wiggle out of it, is it's, like, it'll happen when they're 25. That's the age of majority.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's a plenty of, and then, you know, fucking Tarkin is like, then it'll be a long engagement. Great for them to get to know each other. And,
well, where this is also, interesting. Oh, okay, but, so Mandalore, a lot of them are working, however grudgingly, with the Emperor, right?
Right, so there's...
So is the Empire also thinking of this as a way to, like, get spies into Alderaan? Because they're going to be working together, so it's like, well, we're expecting you to report on Alderaan through the
yes.
course of this wedding planning.
See, because I was thinking of it more as Bo-Katan is technically... She's Satine's sister.
Satine, Sabine.
Right, I do that. I do that all the time. And I guess it makes sense, like, you know, there are plenty of Earth names that sound almost exactly the same. I guess Mandalore can have the same thing. Whatever. but Bo-Katan's not a fan of the Empire.
Mm-hmm.
After seeing what happened to her sister and how she wasn't able to keep the Empire from strengthening its hold.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, I was thinking of it first as the Empire strengthening its hold on Mandalore,
mm-hmm.
because it's not all of the houses that are supporting the Empire. Some of them, including the Vizslas, still support Bo-Katan, because once upon a time she was a member of the Death Watch, and even though she, you know, like politics are weird.
Mm-hmm.
And even though she stood for one thing then, but she stands for something else now, but, like, you know, 20 years ago we were standing with her, and that means more than current situation or whatever.
Okay.
So the Empire is thinking, this is how we strengthen our hold here, and here, and win. But I really like this idea of, you know, there's never only one plan.
Yeah,
there is always
be...
getting more spies into your place, and my place, and their place.
And maybe also, like, if the focus for the Empire is slightly more on, like, so let's, like, say that, like, maybe for Bail, like, he's not, like... He's a little worried, because inevitably you're going to be worried, but, like, the emphasis for the Empire is slightly more on, like, you know, getting Mandalore fully under their control, and they think that, like, you know, Alderaan is you know, not really...
Spineless.
Or toothless.
Exactly. Toothless.
But for Bail and Breha, it could also be... If Bo-Katan does not love the Empire,
they're
it could be a good way to make some connections. And if you're doing wedding planning, it's a lot of good reasons to be meeting with someone
a lot
privately.
Of time leaving an ambassador on planet in the heart of the household. Someone who's loyal.
Doing a lot of pre-wedding parties with, coincidentally, some of your friends from lots of different planets.
Oh, gosh. And, of course, right before this all went down, Leia probably just got read into the rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
She probably just found out from her father, like, here is what all of those mercy missions that I've been doing were actually about, funneling funds and, you know, material and artillery to Outer Rim worlds who are trying to throw off the chokehold of the Empire.
Okay, also, sorry, do you
so
want
she
me
has
to
keep that secret.
Do you
want to
give me some spoilers for the Princess Leia book?
Yes, please.
So in the Princess Leia book, which, like, we can, like, you know, pick and choose from as we want, but
yes.
She, her parents don't tell her so much as she really wants to do things to help, and so she ends up kind of poking her way into situations... And, like, she wants to know why her parents keep, like, you know, not saying things to her. And, like, it feels like they're pulling back from her. And it's really upsetting. And she ends up finding out that they
yes!
are significant members of
yes!
the Rebellion.
But Leia has also done some things that, like,
could have her being considered, like, a little bit of a wild card. Like, by the end of the book, she's like, oh, okay, you know, like, you know, she's kind of, like, figuring out how to work within the rebellion and how to try and, like, you know, kind of balance some short-term stuff with, like, making sure, like, seeing what plans other people have, you know, kind of in the long term and whatever.
You mean bowling her head straight forward into someone else's operation isn't always a good idea?
Isn't always a good idea. To be fair, in some of these things, it was because her parents weren't telling her things that she should have known. Anyway, I have a lot. The Princess Leia book is great, and yes. I enjoyed it a lot. But, so, like, you know,
I have the audiobook on my phone.
You know, they could play off, like, her... Oh, she's settling down, you know, getting married, like, you know, it's a, some nice, stabilizing, you know, whatever. Like, it's all spin, but,
I like that. See, because where I was thinking was Sabine has to keep her growing anti-imperial sentiment to herself. Because at this point in time, if we're picking up, basically, you know, she's in the headmaster's office and she's about to be kicked out of the Imperial Academy, except then fucking Tarkin shows up and he's like, do your family a favor and save their lives. Wouldn't it be so traumatic if your dad, who happens to be living in the capital city, were to be hit by a bus? You know, Tarkin's not subtle. He's fucking Tarkin.
Uh-huh.
So then Sabine goes into this. But for all that Alderaan has been, you know, one of the core worlds and part of the Galactic Republic and still clings to the trappings of the old Republic day, mm-hmm. she doesn't have faith that if she brings up her rising anti-imperial sentiment to Leia, that Leia won't yes. turn her in order to boost her own...
Leia's a member, or Leia was a about member of to the, be... like, Apprentice Senate or right. whatever. Like, can she really be trusted?
Right. Yes. And of course, like, that's also how politics work on Mandalore.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mandalore has been traditionally ruled by a warlord, whoever is strong enough to hold the position. So there's a very different...
Yes, Alderaan is very much about, like, peace and, like, you know, the respect of your, you know...
Right. And there is a history that goes back 18 generations within the one family, and there uh-huh. is no, like... upheaval of the violent stabbing death variety, as far as Sabine is aware. There probably is some violent stabbing in Alderaan's history. It's great. They're going to have so much to...
subtle violence.
They're going to have so much to bond over once they let each other's... their walls down. I'm so excited. So they're both keeping secrets, and Leia's... maybe not, like, marry for love, but definitely not ever been in the position of, I will one day have to, you know, accept an arranged marriage authorized by the fucking emperor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's...
Yes, her parents want her to,
We're gonna pull, like, from Tortle here and just be like, there's a group of nobility that you grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody within that clique, if not within the extragalactic, you know, same circles,
mm-hmm.
there's a certain set of people that are probably your pool.
Yeah, and it's like, I think her parents in the book, like, know that, like... They're like, okay, well, you know, at some point, you're going to want to settle down with someone, like, you're fond of, and that's also, like, a reasonable, sensible person to kind of, like, you know...
Govern a planet!
But also, you know, if you want to... It's very sweet, Britta, talking to her, because, like, she's talking about Leia's first boyfriend, who's, like, you know, very, like, the sort of person who, like, you know, it would theoretically make sense for her to maybe one day marry, and Britta's like, I mean, he's lovely, I really like him, I just, you know... thought maybe your first love would be, like, a scoundrel.
That's right, that's the Han call-out, isn't it?
It's so funny!
Sorry, Han. You're gonna have to get with, like, Lando and stay with Lando this time. It's fine. In this terrible. Universe, you'll have to stick with your boyfriend and make up with him. It's cool. You'll be fine. Or Kira. Maybe Kira takes you back. She does need a good sharpshooter in her, you know... intergalactic crime ring. That's fine. You're taken care of, hon. It's fine.
So, I mean, eventually they could figure out some sort of threesome action, maybe. It might be too much for Han. They might eat him up alive between Leia and Sabine. But
I just so you've got like Sabine's growing rebel sentiments
mm-hmm.
and sort of this I can't honor the traditions of my ancestors by kowtowing to someone who's going to misuse my weapons. Mm-hmm. Plus also, like, I want to be an artist, and how can I be political in my art if I can't express myself and stuff like that, right? She's got all these feelings. And then you've got Leia, who's like, I'm fucking Leia Organa. I have a personality you could bend kyber crystals around. You know? And so she wants to do the rebel thing, but she can't tell Sabine because, A, she doesn't know her very well yet. So, like, of course, there's a pen pal situation. Mm-hmm. There's a pen pal situation here over the HoloNet. Because Leia's off on Imperial City, no longer Coruscant, and Sabine is like, well, they didn't expel me, so I have to take my exams. Fuck that noise. And so they don't, like, when the treaty is signed, it's done by Bail and Senator from Mandalore. Mm-hmm. The girls aren't there.
Right.
And so you have, like, this long-distance sort of tentative poking the waters thing, and then the hard part is if Sabine doesn't run away in the night to protect her family from Imperial wrath, mm-hmm. then she doesn't hook up with Ketsu Onyo, and then she doesn't fall into the crew of the Ghost. Mm-hmm. So I want the Ghost family to still exist. I'm just not sure how that happens.
Wait. What? I don't know if this is where you were thinking of going for this.
Tell me. I just have to go through this.
But, like, presumably they wouldn't... Like, they might back off a little bit on the pressuring Sabine. Particularly if she's got, you know, like, noted peacekeepers. Alderaan being like, you know, we don't think that Sabine should have to design weapons. Or create weapons. You know, we're pacifists.
Sorry, so Sabine's got Alderaan
so
on her side.
So she's got, like, the Imperial Academy chills for a little bit, but they're not going to chill forever. Because they're the Empire, and they, you know, have control over everything. And they still have, you know, her dad and whatever. So eventually the pressure is going to start up again. So what if Sabine fakes her death?
What?
Like, she can't run away, because that's going to, like, throw Alderaan under the bus, because it's, you know, for stupid reasons. But, you know, it's going to be like, oh, Leia, you were engaged to her. How did you not know that she was planning to run away like a traitor? So what if she fakes her death, and that's how she meets up with the crew of the Ghost? And then later, Leia, through the rebellion, comes onto their ship and is like, what the fuck? And then Sabine is like, what the fuck?
So either we could do that, or we could do it more painfully.
Well, I mean,
because
there's already the pain
of
Leia.
I just had
assuming,
a great, painful, terrible thing.
How is it it's more painful than Leia being like, oh shit, this person that I was really starting to like is dead?
Because the first time
knows.
Leia interacts with the Ghost, Alderaan still exists. What if Leia doesn't catch up with Sabine until after Luke and Han have rescued her from the Death Star?
What the fuck?
Because all that's left of Alderaan is, like, 2,000 people who were on vacation off-world, and, like, General fucking Draven. And he is a staunch monarchist. And it was in the papers that Princess Leia Organa, heir of the throne of Alderaan, was engaged to Sabine Wren of House Wren and Clan Vizsla. And he was like, we may not have a planet, we may not have a monarchy, but gosh darn it, we will have a wedding. But also her entire planet's dead.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Is that not the AU we're going to?
I'm feeling so many ways right now.
Listener, the face right now I'm getting. The face right now is so many faces. It's great.
I just the emotional switch between hey, entire planet is dead to you're getting married is just so. It's just so...
We have to preserve what is left of our culture in these trying times. And how else can we do that but clinging to the last official, the merging of House Organa? Plus Mandalore's still around. They can pay for the bill.
There's no political point to it. Although, they do say until, like, they're, like, 25 or whatever.
Right.
And theoretically, that would be after the rebellion is, like, after the empire has
fallen.
Right?
Yeah.
So maybe it's, like, a General Draven or whoever, like, you know, is willing to put it off. But after the empire has fallen, he's like, this is an important symbolic...
Especially if we're going to rebuild the Galactic Republic and find a new Alderaan.
Mm-hmm.
New Alderaan is going to need someone to represent her people.
Mm-hmm.
We have to rally around our last remaining figure.
And, you know, Alderaan's going to need, like, allies and stuff.
Yes, Alderaan is basically, like, hanging out on our one, like, this is our cabin in the woods of space. You know, this is our vacation cabin where we go duck hunting and it has no internet service of space. This is what's left of us.
Way to phrase that.
It's not like an important planet. It's backwards of nowhere. I mean, that's like the tragic version. I like your version too, though.
I mean, I think
because then Leia can stow away on the ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And Bail would be like, I guess this supports the rebellion, but also, honey, you're supposed to give a speech in the Senate in like 3 days. I don't care if your girlfriend is still alive.
I mean. Alternately, there's always a way, you know, like, it's not like in the version where she meets her on the ghost. It's not like Leia's planet won't eventually go kaput.
Well, we could end up with it not happening like that. If she's hooking up with the ghost and, like, ongoing correspondence with Sabine, then possibly Sabine rescues her before Tarkin decides to fire the super weapon. And if Leia is not on the Death Star to watch, then he would go chasing after her because he's fucking Tarkin and he's an asshole. And then he would move the Death Star, and the Death Star would get something else instead.
Did you just propose, like, a quasi-happy version of a thing? I don't think this has ever happened before. I'm astonished. My world is shook right now.
We went to the bad place first.
Wow. So
now we can go.
I just expected to just keep getting worse all the way down.
Okay, but can you imagine Sabine, like, all of the ways that this would make her cringe because she thought that she got past her Imperial, like...
Oh my god. The ghost would be fucking insufferable. Everyone on the ghost would be insufferable.
Yes!
If they met while they were all on the ghost before, like, you know, before all the stuff in, you know, A New Hope happens.
Oh my goodness.
She would... Ezra would be the tiniest fucking nightmare.
Are you hitting on my girlfriend?
Are you hitting
on my girlfriend?
I'm sorry.
Are you hitting on my fiancé?
Are you referring to my fiancé as your girlfriend?
Yes.
Hera is, like, mostly chill, but occasionally she'll, like, hum, like, the wedding march or whatever when Sabine is walking by because she's a troll.
Yes.
Zev is just terrible. Oh, my God.
Leia is used to being the one who has people being, like, grilling her partners.
Mm-hmm.
But on the ghost... Zeb picks up basically all of the positions that Sabine's family given her a hard time, like shotgun wedding style, threatening with a bow rifle kind of deal.
Yes.
Zeb is like, I am here for this. My time has come.
My time has come.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Draw me like one of your Twilight girls.
Except Hera's right there.
I want to throw something at you.
Every part of this is amazing. We haven't even gotten to the fake dating part.
Wait.
They have to go to functions. They have to go to functions.
Oh my god, yes.
And Sabine's like, well, the height of Mandalorian couture is bespoke armor. And Leia's like, excuse me?
Leia is going to wear her floaty white dresses. The opposite of what armor looks like.
This is not how we do this here. Alderaan is a planet of peace. We've had peace for 3 million years.
Because the Empire is like, I don't see any of this. My work is not paying off.
Alderaan is not falling into line.
Mm-hmm.
Mandalore is growing more dissentious the longer Sabine is out of their Imperial clutches.
Mm-hmm.
Crackdown, something's gotta give.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, like, pressures on all sides here. Fucking Tarkin.
Yes, and what gives is Sabine faking her own death. But before that, yes, they have to go to, like, events together and dance. They have to dance, Marissa. And they're probably, what, like, 16, 17 at this point?
Yes.
So, like, they have to act like they're, like, teens who are, like, really, like, embarrassingly into each other. Because, like, Leia wants to be seen as just kind of, like, a silly, harmless teenage girl.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Sabine's also, like, probably wants to be underestimated, too. So they're both, like, pretending to be kind of, like, you know, blushy and, you know, whatever. But they have to dance. They have to hang out together. They send each other letters.
Leia has a lady-in-waiting type situation who is watching them. And they think she's
chaperone!
They think she's loyal to the throne, but at the same time, the Empire has fingers everywhere,
mm-hmm.
so they can't let up the charade.
Yes! They go on late-night joyrides.
Talk about how Leia is still Anakin and Padme's kid.
I mean, she is. Just like, I don't know. I don't really know much about the prequels. How did Anakin and Padme court? Now I'm curious. Mostly it was a lot of sneaking around, though. Like, they deliver... It's so funny, because it's the opposite of, like, Anakin and Padme had to, like, deliberately sneak around and hide their relationship, and Padme and, not Padme, sorry, Leia and Sabine have to deliberately play up their relationship.
Anakin was really bad at flirting. And, like, part of that is because he grew up repressed as a Jedi and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like... Well, just the part where you were saying, like, they go on midnight joyrides.
Uh-huh.
There's a bit in Attack of the Clones where Anakin's like, yeah, I'm gonna drive this car across 18 levels of traffic. You know, something like that. And Sabine is from a culture that thinks that a jetpack is a perfectly sensible mode of transportation.
She teaches Leia how to use one of the jetpacks!
The other thing, like, if we want to make this really fun and terrible, is...
Oh, so you weren't, you well, weren't Leia's thinking got... just now about Sabine finding ways to kind of, like, work, like, little bits of Leia's face into, like, different things that she paints after she fakes her death and she's doing bits of art here and there?
No, but I love that.
That's what I was thinking.
I love that a lot. She ends up doing a repeated motif of swirls.
Yes.
They happen to look like buns, Alderaanian, whatever. Like, no, buns. No, they don't. They look like swirls. Show your face.
Show your face.
Like, show your face.
Is there a lot of, you know, like, kind of, like, flowy white drapery and things? You know, that's just, it's art, okay?
Well,
it looks nice.
Flowing lines are really interesting, okay? I've done a lot of geometric work lately. I'm trying to go in a more organic and natural zone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. You're full of baloney. Space baloney. No, I was thinking Leia's force sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually that's going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Mandalore has a history of hating fucking Jedi.
But Leia's not a Jedi.
Leia's not a Jedi, but she is force sensitive. And that means she can make you do things if you didn't want to do. That's like, I feel like that's the story that gets told about Jedi. Force-sensitive people, Force users can make you do things. They can get inside your head.
Interesting. Okay.
And maybe that's the story that survives on Mandalore, past anything else.
Okay.
And, like, eventually Sabine finds out about this.
Mm-hmm.
Does it matter? Well, if this is a fake relationship and she's ultimately planning on leaving by faking her own death, then it doesn't matter.
Well, but Sabine, Leia doesn't know that Leia's Force-sensitive.
She knows things happen, though. She's gotta know things happen.
Does she? Luke did not know.
I have a lot of things I could say about Luke growing up on Tatooine, though.
But, like...
Wonderful sunshine child, but dumb as a rock sometimes.
But, like, I feel like Leia's parents would deliberately want her to not know, because the Empire has people who can tell if you know, don't they?
Yes. They do have the Inquisitors. That's a different story. Princess Leia as an Inquisitor is a different unit
than
I can do right now.
No! We are not doing that! That would be terrible!
I would love it so much!
Terrible!
We are not here for your emotional trauma right now. Just other emotional trauma. Slightly lesser emotional trauma.
Intergalactic weddings. I feel like there's gotta be something, too, before Sabine fakes her death, that's like, look, I just want them to be wearing really, like, really full ceremonial, like, fucking fancy as shit get up, like, Pad may be proud of you
mm-hmm.
kind of deal, to do something that's like, the Empire thinks they're winning because they're swearing a, you know, oath of fealty or whatever and trading financial things, and the Empire's like, yes, yes, give me a tithe of that,
mm-hmm.
you know? There's gotta be something.
Yes. Anything that happens, the Empire is going to find some way to tax the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm. And like, oh no! My mom is watching! My dad is watching! My little brother Tristan is watching! I have to kiss the girl. But I want to kiss the girl! But I can't want to kiss the girl too much or they'll know.
Yes! Got to kiss the girl.
Bonding in the blaster range. Possibly after they reunite later.
Yes. Yes. Yes, good.
And Leia's like, the last time I shot something was on the Death Star, and my eyes were closed half the time, and, like, I shot the Stormtrooper, but I also wasn't, like, confident that I could shoot the Stormtrooper. And Sabine's like, stand like this.
Yes!
Let me put my arms around you and hold your hands on the blaster. Sabine, like, straight up does the thing.
And, you know, when she's teaching her how to use, like, the jet boots or the blaster or whatever, you know, if she needs to kind of, like, hold Leia to make sure that Leia's, you know, feet are going in the right direction or however it is you use those things. Like, you know, she might need to do that.
And then eventually,
mm-hmm.
shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then the best part, they both still think they're faking it for, like, the remaining Alderaanian people or, like, you know, the rest of Mandalore. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, shit, I've got feelings. But I can't tell her because she still thinks we're doing it for, you know, reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both like, shit. Unreciprocated pining on both sides.
Do I figure out how to break this treaty and, like, you know, declare it null and void because, you know, the Empire has collapsed or is collapsing or whatever, and she was legally dead for a while, so that she can be free of this, you know, like, engagement, which is still technically, legally speaking, hanging over both our heads?
Does Sabine bow out because she thinks Leia has a connection with Luke?
Oh my god. Oh!
Yes.
Oh my god, wait, I'm sorry, I'm just like, so in the version of this where, you know, they don't meet again until after Alderaan has
gone the way of the dodo.
Yes. Yes, thank you. And the way of the Jedi, for that matter.
Oh! Situationally appropriate, I like it.
So in the version of this, you know, where that happens, just like, I assume the Ghost crew is still working with the Rebellion, so I assume that the Ghost crew and then Leia and Han and Luke and everyone, they meet. Han and Luke, just like, what is going on here?
It's just like meeting the in-laws.
Yes!
And of course Han immediately takes offense because Hera says something about the Falcon and she thinks she's giving him a compliment about how he's managed to achieve so much on such a limited budget. And he gets mad!
Aww.
And he spends the entire time trying to one-up the Ghost, and Hera's like, I have two ships inside my ship. And I can explode your ship.
And also, she probably keeps her ship cleaner than Han does.
Mm-hmm.
Messy-ass ship.
There is not a fork holding the wiring together.
You don't have to kind of, like, jiggle things in the right direction and hope that it works.
Yes. We already know that R2 and Chopper get along great. They're both angry, angry droids.
Yes.
Sweary, angry droids.
Poor C-3PO. So aggrieved.
Oh, no. What's Chopper's asshole friend's name?
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't remember. But C-3PO and Chopper's asshole friend are the only ones who speak binary and basic. And it's...
It's terrible.
It's gonna go down poorly.
It's terrible.
They both have, like, this fatalism, but, like, C-3PO's is this really ridiculously over-worry-wart fatalism, and Chopper's asshole friend is just, like, nihilism, right? Like, the world is going to end, so there's nothing I can do about it. So, like, you would think that they would play off each other, but they just make each other worse.
You know who would be really sad about meeting Luke?
Kanan?
Everyone on the Ghost. because Kanan and Ezra aren't there, and Ezra would have been, like, the same age as Luke.
Wow, you bitch.
If I had to think it, you had to hear it.
Wow, you are... That's great.
It's okay. One of their missions can be trying to find Ezra.
No, the worst part about it is that Luke gets his Jedi person as a Force ghost who follows him around. Hera doesn't get her Jedi person as a Force ghost who follows her around.
Hera doesn't get her Jedi person as a Force ghost. Although, are Force ghosts visible to non-Force users? Because, like, if Kanan is there... And Hera just can't hear him. I don't know whether that's worse or better.
See, I went to, like, an accidental voyeuristic threesome kind of way, because Hera's like, I'm gonna do the thing if Kanan's standing right there, but Luke's the only one who knows that Kanan's right there, so Luke has to tell Hera what Kanan's doing in response. And Luke's like, well...
It's like Ghost! It's like Ghost, except Luke and Whoopi Goldberg!
Yeah. You in danger, girl.
And then sometimes Hera just needs some time in her bunk. And Kanan is like, and then she's like narrating, and it's like, you know what? We're all gonna put Force headphones on.
Yes.
Because Kanan's projecting right back, and Luke and Leia are the only ones who are picking it up.
Oh my god. Maybe that's how they figure out that Leia's Force sensitive.
Yes.
Because she's like, why am I hearing someone talking? See, I didn't want to hear someone saying those things.
Captain Syndulla, that is more than I needed to know about your sex life. I'm glad you're happy, but I'm sorry. I did not need to know that.
It would be cool if, like, they could, I don't know, somehow all figure out some sort of, like, weird crystal situation where, like, they could make Force ghosts visible to, like, other people so that Hera could be able to see Kanan.
That'd be really nice.
That would be nice. It would be a nice thing.
Yes.
Make up for some of the sad things.
Yeah.
And then they can go find Ezra. But also, like...
My brain went to a kyber crystal dildo place.
The ghost's Force ghost is way more helpful than Luke's Force ghosts. Like, Luke's got fucking Obi-Wan and, like, you know, like, Yoda's not a Force ghost, but he might as well be. Just, like... deeply unhelpful with everything. Kanan, like, he's a disaster human, but, you know, he's better than that.
But, like, take a half step back, because Kyber Crystal picks up vibrations in the Force. It's got haptic feedback.
I have...
I'm sorry.
Let the record note that I've just thrown something at Marissa, but it was deeply unsatisfying, and I wish I had more things to throw.
Look, Kanan just wants to have hands-on fun with his wife. He deserves nice things. He spent so many years Jedi celibate. Or, no, he didn't. He didn't. Kanan didn't do that at all.
No.
He did not. No. Anyway, Kanan is a significantly more helpful Force ghost than Obi-Wan is.
Yes.
And also, like, if we can take a step sideways and into the Force.
Yes.
When Kanan finally meets Obi-Wan, and is like, I trained my Padawan off of your holocron messages. You are a letdown, sir. Your beard is disheveled. You smell like bantha poop. Which is weird, because nothing smells like anything here, and yet. And Kanan just being disappointed.
Okay, Kanan. You just didn't live long enough to reach the natural Jedi life stage of becoming a hermit.
Yes. Kanan in the hole in the cave in the woods. He'd be like a lumberjack hermit.
He would just be the grumpiest hermit lumberjack.
I love it.
It would last like 2 weeks.
Yeah, then he'd need electricity again.
Then he would be done. Like, no, I want my shit back.
Yes.
I want my wife back.
So, like, basically where we're going with this is that
Kanan's everyone... whole life is attachments.
It really is. And he handles this so much better than Anakin does.
Everyone so handles everything better than Anakin does. We did kind of get off the point of...
Well, we have a meet the family situation, right? Right. And everybody else is aware that Leia has spoken about this as being a sort of Emperor's Command enforced situation.
So is this like, is this version like...
But they can tell that they both have feelings. So both sides of Meet the Family try to get them together.
Yes!
Oh my god! I don't know how to do cute rom-com plots, but that's what happens.
That is what happens.
I don't know how to do cute.
I mean, first there's a lot of, like, Leia being like, wait, I thought you were dead. But, you know, they get over that eventually.
Everybody else is. And if you don't see the body, they're not really dead. And then, of course, it goes to a sad place, because she didn't see her parents' bodies.
I'm gonna throw something at you again!
Look, Star Wars universe, if you don't see the body, they're not really dead. Which means her parents aren't really dead, they're just out there somewhere.
You know what? That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
The entirety of Alderaan just, you know, got shifted into the Force life.
Actually, you want to get really hurtful. There was a line, I feel like it was in the novelization of the either The Last Jedi or Force Awakens, where Leia, General Leia, is talking to Poe about how she looks in the sky on certain planets. Alderaan is still there.
Wow, what the fuck?
I didn't even
make that. That is deeply hurtful. Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's in one of the novelizations, and it's fucking painful.
That is incredibly painful. Oh my god. I'm dying. How fucking dare.
I know.
No one gets to be happy in Star Wars, especially not me.
But, cut to our current Rebellion era present day. When Shara Bey and Cass Dameron are teaming up with Han Solo and Luke Skywalker to set up Princess Leia Organa with her fiancé.
Yes. Yes.
Poe's parents are both like, make this happen. We are trolls. Make this happen.
It's much more complicated because, like, there's still a rebellion, so they still have to do rebellion things. So, like, they can't always, like, you know, see each other, but everybody just happens to make things coincide so that, like, the ghost, like, spends more time coming back to headquarters and stuff, and,
there's a certain mission debriefing that happens to be literally next door to the training cell that Sabine is giving a course in or something like that.
Yes!
You know, the only 15 minutes of free time Princess Organa has for working on duty rosters happens to be when Sabine is on, like, lunch shift. Because everybody does rounds, and then
they
do lunch together.
Coincidentally, some sort of, like, holo-call thing is just set up permanently in Sabine's room that connects to Leia's room, and they don't know how to turn it off. Cough, cough.
We are transferring bases, and look, we understand, Princess, that a woman of your stature and, you know, ranking within the Rebellion should have her own room. However, we haven't finished building the new base yet, so you're gonna have to bunk up. And they were roommates!
And they were roommates!
And the whole time! Like, because you know how you, like, if you get a certain idea in your head and it's like, this is the thing! I'm not going to challenge it no matter what the rest of the galaxy is telling me is happening because this is a thing that it was when it happened. You know? And so they're both thinking that this is a great friendship that has sprung up from a unfortunate political situation. And I wouldn't want to ruin that with my feelings all over everything. Stomp those feelings in a box, put it in another box, mail the box to myself, and smash it with a hammer.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Leia doesn't have time for feelings.
No, she's running a rebellion. And people who are supposed to be running it with her are mostly dead.
Wow.
She's busy.
Oh, I just had a thought. So, most of the fundraising from Alderaan, a significant portion of the financing, or rather, I'm sorry, most of the fundraising for the Rebellion was funneled through fundraising by Alderaan. Now that Alderaan is gone, the Empire has seized control of their assets and frozen their bank accounts. Because, well, if it's not there, then they can't use it. So, really, in order to preserve prosperity and order, the Empire should take these funds and utilize them.
Of course.
Because that's how the Empire works. So they don't have that fundraising. So, they end up financing a significantly more than anticipated portion of the Rebellion through criminal enterprises. Which is how Sabine ends up back in contact, or first in contact, with Ketsa Onyo. And then Leia is like, she's allowed to have friends who give her significant looks through their helmet and stand back to back and blast Imperial soldiers. I'm not bothered by this at all. Han's like, really? Try it again, honey. And then, like, Sabine's like, wow, I could totally see myself falling for this girl if I didn't already have a crush the size of the moon of Endor on Princess Leia.
Yes!
And it's great.
Oh my god, Sabine and the ghost and, like, you know, like, when she's, like, with, like, before the ghost and everything, just, like, watching political holocrons. Like, the news!
Yes!
Just like, oh, Alderaan went on another mission of mercy. Let's look at this, you know, fluff piece.
There was a filibuster in the Imperial Senate.
What Leia's wearing.
Filibuster in the Imperial Senate, and it's about, like, fucking bathroom restrictions or something really unimportant, but Leia has a speaking role.
Yes!
So she watches the entire space CNN span thing.
And
then, so Han's running, like, look, we don't support the Hutt Empire either, but if we pit the Hutt Empire against the Hutt Empire against the Empire, if we pit the two of them together, then maybe they'll take out edges of each other's strongholds. So Han's running stuff for Jabba, and that's like shit goes down. And that's how we end up back with Empire Strikes Back, where Han is being pursued by Boba Fett and the Hutts, because he's still been running jobs for them. He's just been running those jobs on behalf of the Rebellion. So we sync up with the timeline a little bit there, and then we have a showdown between Boba Fett, son of the last true Mandalore of Mandalore, and Sabine Wren, cousin to the Regent of Mandalore.
Oh.
She will fucking shoot you. And Leia's in the middle, being like, everybody sit your jetpacks down. Because I can't do a story without working him into it, because I love him.
Boba Fett's a dick, though.
But I love him.
Does this mean that they don't have Han shoot him and him drop
into the Sarlacc pit?
The Sarlacc pit? Do you want Boba Fett to stay alive?
He's, like, distantly Sabine's cousin.
Do you want Boba Fett to stay alive? Okay. Boba Fett can stay alive.
No, okay. So, while Leia and Luke are liberating Han from his carbonite, they also happen to liberate the bank passes. Like, they get the codes to Jabba's bank vault.
Okay.
So it's not just a rescue mission, it's also a heist.
You know I love a heist.
Yes. So now we have the Empire cracking down on the Hutt Empire because they think Han has been doing work for the Hutts, which he's actually been doing work for the Rebellion, and he's been kind of double-agenting, and presenting himself as a Hutt representative who has been nibbling away within the edges of Imperial space and causing problems. So the Empire cracks down on the Hutts, and by that happening, then they divert some of their payload, basically, from the Rebellion. So the Rebellion has a chance to flourish. And then the Hutts go up against the Empire, which engages more of the Empire's forces. And also, Luke is really appreciative of this, lightens their hold on some of the Outer Rim planets. And those planets, in turn, join the Rebellion. Because right now the Hutts are distracted. But that doesn't mean that once they turn their attention back home, or, like, the Empire won't swoop them back up, you know? So these Outer Rim planets turn their way towards the Rebellion as the Rebellion gets stronger. And then they happen to be like, you know what, you owe me some of that Hutt money. We're gonna use it for bombs. We are gonna blow the shit out of the Empire. It's gonna be great.
It makes Sabine so happy.
Yes.
Everything is exploding.
Yes. Sabine also, she has, like, this thing with the paint bombs, and I love it. She has exploding spray paint.
Of course she does.
So, like, I'm not exactly sure what happens. Maybe she's running a mission with the ghost. Maybe she's running a rescue mission for Leia or, like, an extraction or something. But basically, she paints a mural of Princess Leia's face and then it explodes in front of Darth Vader. It's like a fuck you.
Oh my god.
Yes.
It's perfect.
Yes.
It's perfect.
No. And meanwhile, because we haven't acknowledged this yet, Ahsoka's trapped on Malachor. She doesn't know that Ezra or Kanan is missing.
No, wait, didn't Ahsoka get back?
Ezra got her out of the portal.
Right.
But he dropped her on Malachor.
Right.
With no spaceship.
That's true. But there's, like,
we don't know how she gets off of that planet and then hooks back up with Sabine. But, like, sorry, Sabine is busy. It's been 10 years. She has a planet to rule. It's a backwoods cabin in the whatever, but, like, it's, she has a planet to rule with her girlfriend/wife. Ezra will find his own way home. He's like, it's like Homeward Bound.
Incredible. Incredible.
Maybe Ahsoka takes Luke to go look for Ezra.
Because that would be a great quest. Actually, yeah, I like this.
Yeah.
I like this
because
a lot.
If Luke wants to restart the Jedi Order, then he needs someone who is actually trained by a Jedi, not a Jedi's Force Ghost.
I mean, Ahsoka would be the first to not call herself a Jedi, but also...
Well, Ezra would.
She's a badass.
So maybe while he's working on Ahsoka, they go looking for Ezra, because he's like, fine, if you're not a Jedi, then Ezra is.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. On the way there, he manages to convince Ahsoka that even if she's not a Jedi, she still has a lot of things to teach people.
Yes!
Mentorship. It looks good on you.
And also, you know, what an idiot his dad was.
Please, tell me embarrassing stories about my dad.
Post-Empire.
Yes. Significantly.
Significantly.
Yeah. A couple years after Endor.
Ahsoka's just like, oh, Anakin Skywalker is your father. Do I have some stories for you and also some, like, commiseration about complicated emotions about him being Darth Vader? Because, boy, do I have some complicated emotions about him being Darth Vader,
course,
despite the fact that I love him.
Force Ghost of Anakin
because
is like, you know what?
You know.
Obi-Wan's wearing his old face, but I'm going to be hot young Anakin forever.
Of course.
And he's standing in the corner of their spaceship, and they both know he's there, and they're both deliberately talking about him while he's there, and they're both not answering
yes.
when he tries to butt in.
Yes!
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Luke would, like, maybe try occasionally. Maybe. But Ahsoka's just like, don't.
No.
No. He deserves to stew in what he's done.
Mm-hmm. Suffering builds character.
Mm-hmm.
Can't repent if you have suffering.
Mm-hmm. Also, Ahsoka would probably be a little bit pissed at Force Ghosts Obi-Wan and Yoda.
Yes. Yes.
Just like, a little pissed.
Yes. You know, if he wasn't so incorporeal, she would drop kick him out of the spaceship.
Yes.
So they're on, like, a buddy cop type style mission to find Ezra, restart the Jedi Order, possibly rehabilitate the last remaining, of the Emperor's hand. Luke finds Mara Jade, and they start on a cat and mouse escapade across the galaxy. Oh, I love it.
Good.
Yes. Good. Yes. He has a girlfriend who can kick his ass, and it's fantastic. Ahsoka is here for it, because that's what, you know, and she's like, you really are your dad sometimes.
I mean, look, Leia's marrying, like, a, you know, warlord of Mandalore, Luke is falling in love with an assassin, all excitement all the time in this family.
Yes, and Ahsoka's just like, you goddamn Skywalker.
Yep,
exactly your parents all over again.
Yep.
So Sabine sticks around with Leia after the Empire falls to help either recollect the remaining citizens of Alderaan and start a new Alderaan. Or, she brings Leia back to Mandalore.
Did they bring the Alderaanians back to Mandalore?
Interesting. I had not considered that. There are plenty of empty spaces on Mandalore.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly desert right now.
Would be a weird process of, like, the two becoming one, though, because the cultures are so different.
But it's a metaphor.
Oh, they figure out some way to, like, terraform the desert or whatever, and...
Yes. And maybe part of it is, like, we're maybe it's not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some people stay on one of the, you know, satellite planets or whatever. But the Supreme Monarchists follow Leia home.
Mm-hmm.
And at first she's kind of like, I want you here because you're my people, but also you're weirding me out a little bit. I got used to being general and not your highness.
Mm-hmm.
The only person who calls me your highness is General Draven and Han Solo. And I don't want to get with either of them. So she has to figure that out. But I also, like, I do kind of want Leia coming home to me. Because we talked a lot about, like, Sabine on Alderaan and Sabine sort of within Leia's sphere in the Senate and stuff like that. But Leia meeting up with Tristan, who gives her shit, and meeting up with Ursa and
aww.
Sabine's dad, and that family being, like...
I feel like it would be fun if, like, they're all expecting her to be kind of like, oh, well, you know, she's a pacifist, like, you know, blah, 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 but,
she's
like...
a politician.
She gives very good advice for dealing with the other, like, clans on Alderaan. Not Alderaan, on Mandalore.
Plus,
She's got a surprisingly ruthless streak.
And she was a spy.
Mm-hmm.
Intel is her bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
She is fantastic at turn of phrase that gets, like, under your skin and sticks like a burr kind of thing. And then 2 weeks later, an ambassador from one of the other remaining clans is like, you know what? Sabine Wren is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
We should definitely swear fealty to her mother.
Power couple.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is that Sabine had the Darksaber, because you can use a lightsaber even if you don't have the Force.
Right.
In Legends canon, Luke eventually convinces Leia to learn enough about the Force that she can build her own lightsaber.
Do they spar?
Yes, they do.
Yes!
Yes, they do.
Yes! Ah, this makes me so happy. They're both practicing lightsabering.
And suddenly, fake dating, which they're putting on a front for, like, the reunification of Alderaan and, like, the Galactic Concordance and, like, okay, we have to put on a good front in our efforts of peacetime. Now we're home.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're 24. The clock is winding down.
We gotta figure out how to disentangle our lives.
It is shit or get off the can right now.
So romantic. Deeply romantic phrasing.
But it really is.
It is.
And they're on Mandalore, and basically the ghost crew
also,
has been...
Not to interrupt, but they definitely had celebratory The Empire is Dead boning.
Yes.
Like, they definitely banged after The Empire
And it was
fell.
Glorious, and... They both told themselves it was just, thank God we're not dead sex.
Yep.
It's not emotions. That's not why I felt it to my soul.
Yep.
It's because I have the Force. It's just like that.
Yep.
Ask Hera. It's not just like that.
Not just like that. Anyway, you were saying.
Well, no, like, I love that so much. That's beautiful. So they've got that in their past.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're on Mandalore.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a place with a budget.
Mm-hmm.
That, or, like, I don't know, does Mandalore do dowries? They definitely have a budgetary line set aside for Sabine's big day. Okay.
I feel like you probably have to prove that you're worthy of marrying into the house by, like, martial combat or something.
But then they're gonna have a party, so there's money.
But then they're gonna have a party, yes.
Okay. So, like, does
You have a
someone...
celebratory, yes, we're allying our two houses and making ourselves both stronger by it.
Right.
Party.
But first you have to prove yourself. So, does someone instigate... Like, either someone, like, from the monarchist contingent of Alderaan,
mm-hmm.
or someone from within House Vizsla who's stirring shit,
mm-hmm.
you know, and wants to see Sabine suffer a little bit. Does someone, like, instigate these proceedings to make them go through with it? Because their public face is like, yes, we're happy, but... So, like, everyone's like, oh, yes, of course, they're very happy, but it's an open secret that maybe they're not. But, like, the real secret is that, of course, they are. You know, it's levels on levels here. That's what fake dating is.
I'm confused. Please clarify.
Okay, so in order to keep face with the Empire, they had to be like, yes, of course, we are very happy to be getting along.
Right.
But, like, you take one step back, and anybody who knows Sabine, anybody who knows the princess, knows that she's not really happy about being forced to do what she's told.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the open secret part. But, like, the deep secret part is that she's actually really happy about the situation.
Gotcha. Okay.
So there's levels here.
So, like post-Empire, you think that maybe some people would be like, okay, well... We know that this was all for show, so how's about we, like, go about getting you out of this?
Yes. But now she doesn't want to leave. Yes. But, like, that's deceitful. If I trap my girlfriend into something where she's now my fiancé, even though she's not actually my girlfriend, but I wish she was,
mm-hmm.
you know? But I want that.
Uh-huh.
So I have to do the right thing and step away,
uh-huh.
because I have to deny myself.
Uh-huh.
But I want that.
Uh-huh.
And they're both doing that.
Uh-huh.
And it's the worst, and I love it.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like this giant snarl of unreciprocated pining that is actually reciprocated, but you can't see outside of your own head enough to notice that. So, like, Tristan meets Luke,
mm-hmm.
and then the little brothers club starts setting their sisters up.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
So I don't know. Do they get up as far as the actual wedding day before they admit they have feelings? Or do they have a moment where one of them is like, no, you already faked your death once, you're not allowed to do it again. I need to be honest with you. Or Just Leia, like, run away to the mountains and just never come back.
Hmm.
Because as far as I can tell, she's not a big fan of having emotions in public.
Probably they get, like, trapped in a room together or something. I just, as a method of conflict resolution, there are worse ones.
Well, because they've already had sex and, like, probably multiple occasions. It's probably been, like, a, you're my partner for moments when, thank God, we're not dead.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have feelings, but I'm not going to say that. It's just because it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Obviously, there has to be an emotional catharsis moment, but I don't know how to make that happen.
Someone is incredibly in danger, and the other person has to, like, you know, run to go save them or whatever.
But they've been in incredible danger for...
All right, fine, you're right. That's just their lives. It's just their lives.
Like, what makes this one worse? Oh, I just thought of something.
Oh, that's your, oh, this is going to be terrible voice.
Well, let's say that as part of reparations during the Galactic Concordance...
Mm-hmm.
It just happens to be a planet, whatever, that the Empire had lying around. It was like the Emperor's, you know, treasury planet or something. There weren't many people. He just kept it because this way no one else could have it.
Mm-hmm.
So that gets awarded to Alderaan. So Leia has to leave to go govern her people. And because we don't have anything to bring to the table right now, I'm going to let you out of this. I'm going to dissolve this union.
Oh.
And then she goes and yes, she does the thing good. That she was trained for from day one. And she governs her people. Yes. And she builds the infrastructure. And she sets the right people in place in order to bring their planet back into the galactic economy.
Yes.
And she finds a person and she sets them on the path to becoming the representative in the new Galactic Senate on behalf of Alderaan. And she has to stay at home because there's so much
work
reconstruction.
To be done.
Yes. Whether it's finding the things that were sold on the black market, or it's finding a person who knows a person who is working in Space Verizon and has the passcodes to the digital archives of Alderaan's great universities that were stored in the cloud.
Oh my God.
There's a shit ton of rebuilding that Leia has to do, and she can't drag Sabine down into that.
No.
Especially when Alderaan has nothing to give to Mandalore. And right now, Mandalore is in the position of... They can stand on their own 2 feet. They may not be an empire anymore, but Mandalore is in a position of, like, semi-stable power.
Mm-hmm.
Bo-Katan is the head of the multiple houses that are still, like, swearing fealty to her, and they're rooting out evil. And Leia understands that Sabine's loyalties outside of the rebellion have to be to her people.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to take a step back.
How are you going to fix this, Marissa?
Sabine's going to chase her across the galaxy.
Oh, good.
Sabine's going to give her a year.
Uh-huh.
So that it's past the deadline.
Uh-huh.
So that when she comes to Leia,
yes.
It'll be on her own, and with no compulsion from the Emperor. And then she's gonna sit Leia down, and she's gonna be like, fuck, I don't know how to do a grand romantic gesture. She brings her something.
Uh-huh.
It'll be, like...
She finds some, like, Alderaanian, like, you know, relic or something.
Oh,
like, she tracks it down, and she brings it to Leia.
Yes. And Leia's like, wow, my old friend... And Sabine's like, we could be more than that. I know we were in name, but would you like to give this a try outside of that? Because I've gotten to know you for the last decade, and you're a part of my life that I don't want missing. That is not the tea kettle. That is the sound of a human heart breaking.
That's just me having some emotions. Having a few feelings.
And Leia's like, I couldn't possibly lock you into this when there's no need to appease the Empire anymore. There's nothing binding you to this and your family is not in danger anymore. There's no reason for you to do this. And Sabine's like, there is, though. Because I don't want you to not be part of my life. You're the blaster at my back. You're the fuel to my jetpack. You keep me motivated and fucking flying. And Mandalore is a culture of adoption. If anyone were to understand our ways, it would be Leia Organa, who has adopted literally the entire rebellion into her family. Wedding time!
Wedding time!
presumably they've gotten Ezra back by this point, so he can be there.
Yeah, Luke and
Kanan's Force Ghost.
Luke
can
and
be
Ahsoka
there.
Basically pulled him out of like the Purrgil equivalent of salmon swimming upstream. They're in space, Alaska.
Yes.
Having giant space whale babies, and Ezra's like, my time has come! I have found my giant charismatic megafauna people! Time to go home, friend. Time to put pants on.
Why are Ezra's pants off?
He's living with the wolves.
Okay.
Space whales.
Okay. But, yes, my point was, she can have her ghost family at the wedding, they can have their rebellion family at the wedding. It's basically this massive, like, symbol of, like, you know, hope and, like, moving forward and forging new paths and stuff.
And General Draven is like, I told you so! We're gonna have a wedding.
Feeling so validated.
So that's how they... The big emotional catharsis is after they're out of the emotional sort of constraints of the Empire. And it's one last fuck you to Palpatine.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, at the wedding, something happens where it's, like, the last remnants of, like, the outer...
Maul comes back.
Oh my god, it's fucking Maul. So, of course, the reception devolves into chaos and blasters.
Yes.
Because they wouldn't be happy without both of those things.
That's pretty inevitable. They all pull blasters out of their wedding outfits.
Yes! Oh, I love that moment. That's so good. And then Sabine moves to... She moves in with Leia.
Okay.
Because Tristan takes over as heir to House Ren.
Mm-hmm.
And Sabine is like, look, I still have my ghost family, and I still have my, you know, family, and mm-hmm. now I'm going to have my Organa family. Mm-hmm. And there are plenty of children whose parents maybe never made it off Alderaan.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, like, we picked up a small urchin on one of our missions.
Yeah.
And
no, it's true. There's got to be a ton of orphans and shit left, like, displaced people left from, like, the war. So, like, maybe some of them can kind of, like,
yeah.
move on to Alderaan, you know?
And maybe Sabine's not ready to be like, you know, I'm not a mom yet. But eventually, they're going to raise this tiny, like, a passel of tiny children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, like, Han and Lando crash their, like, 3-year anniversary or something.
Oh,
great.
Inevitably. Han and Lando's bachelorette party for Leia is just a disaster that is never to be spoken of ever again.
There's a reason that I'll out on 6 different casino planets.
Perfect. The end?
The end.
The end. Take me to emotion. I want to go all the way. Show me devotion. And take me all the way. Take me to emotion.
Reader's notes. It was noted during the editing of this oral not fic that General Draven is not actually Alderaanian. What we meant to say was General Rekan. So, instead of going back in and trying to match everything, just sort of pretend that General Draven likes Leia a lot more than he does, or else mentally sub in General Rekan as being a staunch Alderaanian royalist. Other than that, though, I stand by this 100%. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.